Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and thank you for tuning in. You are listening to Nine Rounds Nutrition on Blog Talk Radio. This is your host, Dr. Rick Katuk, Nine Round Nutrition Coach, two times best-selling author, and CEO and founder of King Katuk, King Katuk Nutrition, and a virtual gym. Today's show is brought to you by Nine Round 30-Minute Kickbox Fitness and Nine Round Kick Nutrition Supplement. Nine Round is a specialized fitness center dedicated to serving clients who want a unique, fun, and proven workout that guarantees results. Nine Round offers traditional old-school boxing and kickboxing fitness programs and incorporate functional, interval, cardiovascular, and circuit training regimens. The programs consist of a proprietary system of nine challenging workout stations developed by a professional fighter. Nine Round delivers total body results in a quick and convenient 30-minute workout with no class times and a trainer with you every step of the way. For more information, visit www.9round.com. That's the number 9round.com. Folks, I hope you are having a fantastic day today. We're going to cover a great topic. We're going to talk about aerobic versus anaerobic, aerobic metabolism versus anaerobic metabolism. We hear these terms a lot. They get thrown around quite a bit, and therein lies maybe the issue sometimes. They do kind of get thrown around, maybe mixed together, mixed around, mixed up. More it's just a term people are throwing around, thinking that they're tapping into or utilizing one of those energy systems, but maybe not. So what is the difference between aerobic and anaerobic metabolism? Well, let's first start with the anaerobic, the ANA, the anaerobic metabolism. So the anaerobic metabolism means that we are going to get energy. We're going to get the creation of energy from the breakdown of carbohydrates when oxygen is not available. A lot of times people will kind of remember that term. Oh, yeah, anaerobic, no oxygen. Yes, exactly. So anaerobic means we do not have oxygen being delivered to the working muscle. So that's when the respiratory rate, right, the breathing gets really, really heavy. The lungs just cannot pump fast enough. The heart can't pump enough to get, you know, we can't get those lungs pumping enough oxygen into the bloodstream, because at this point, the muscular demand of those skeletal muscles, the legs, the upper body, the back, the muscles that demand the oxygen, we can't even pump it there. So what's going to happen? Well, a high amount, very high amounts of lactic acid are going to be produced and going to enter the bloodstream and then get delivered to the working muscles. Well, the muscles need oxygen. They need to be fed oxygen to continue to work and to contract. So when this high amount of lactic acid gets in the bloodstream and is delivered to the working muscles, what happens? Well, the muscles stop contracting. That's not a good thing if, again, if that's what we're not looking to do. You know, if we're not going out and running all out for 100 meters or 200 meters or something or an event like that. So when that lactic acid builds up, oh, man, that it just goes to the muscles. And then what happens is the performance is greatly reduced, okay? And it attacks those muscles. Muscles stop contracting. Muscle function is reduced. Performance is reduced. And literally, the body has to come to a complete stop, okay? But let's say you go to the track and you run. You're going to run one lap, 400 meters, as hard as you can. I mean, literally, you're coming down that final stretch, that final 100, and all of a sudden you're starting to lean back. Feels like there's a refrigerator on your back, and you are just, your form's just a mess now, right? You're just struggling. I mean, it's taking every ounce of energy. You hit that 400 mark, and literally it's like game over, like, man, video game over, right? You've got to reset. You've got to put some more quarters in to get that game going again. So that's anaerobic metabolism right there. Okay, you literally have to come to a complete stop. You're breathing like a freight train, and you have to get that body recovered to reset. Okay, so again, anaerobic metabolism is the creation of energy through the breakdown of carbohydrates in the absence of oxygen. let's move on to aerobic metabolism. When we talk about aerobic metabolism, now we're talking about the development or creation of energy from the breakdown of what? Well, now we've got the breakdown of fats, carbohydrates, and even a little bit of amino acids or proteins. Anaerobic metabolism, breakdown of carbohydrates for energy in the absence of oxygen. Aerobic metabolism, we're going to create energy through the breakdown of fats and carbohydrates mainly, with oxygen being present. So which system do you think is going to be more efficient? Which system do you think is going to be more efficient? Well, if you guessed aerobic, yeah, absolutely, the aerobic energy system. Because let's remember this, if we're truly going anaerobic, and again, anaerobic, if we're truly anaerobic all out, we can only sustain that state for a few seconds up to maximum 2 minutes. So it's a very short duration energy system. Got that? Make sense, right? It's a very short duration energy system. Aerobic metabolism, very, very efficient, right? Anything over that 2 minute range, 2 minutes isn't very long. So let's talk about the efficiency. With aerobic metabolism being much more efficient compared to the anaerobic system, one molecule of glucose, sugar, carbohydrates, sorry, one molecule of glucose in the aerobic metabolism produced 39 molecules of ATP, A like apple, T like Tom, P like Paul, ATP. What does that stand for? Adenosine triphosphate. Just think of that as energy. ATP is what fuels our muscles. So once again, the aerobic system can produce 39 molecules of ATP from one molecule of glucose. Now, let's go on the other system, the anaerobic system. The anaerobic system during anaerobic metabolism is going to break down a molecule of glucose, but that can only produce 3 molecules of ATP. What a difference, right? What a vast difference. So once again, we're talking about the breakdown of one molecule of glucose under aerobic metabolism producing 39 molecules of ATP. That's awesome, right? With anaerobic metabolism, 3 molecules of ATP being produced, breaking down one glucose molecule. So you can see the difference in efficiency of these two systems. Wow, what a difference there. So now we have a little bit more information about what those two systems mean. And from a heart rate perspective, because we're going to start talking about the heart rate, so from a heart rate training perspective, we are talking about when we start to exceed 90% of our maximum heart rate. Now, for those of you, hopefully all of you now, using the 9-round heart rate training system, what does that mean? Well, that's the red heart rate zone, right? When that color on that screen turns red, you are now flipping more into that anaerobic metabolism. Not as efficient, okay? Over the 90%. The green and the yellow, much more efficient. So let's look at some different activities, workouts, exercises, et cetera, that are anaerobic versus aerobic. Well, you heard me mention earlier about the 100-meter in the 200-meter sprint on the track, running. Well, those last, you know, let's say for the women, right around low 10 seconds for the 100, and the men, you know, under 10 seconds, mid 10 seconds, and, you know, being the world record somewhere in that range. For the, you know, 200 meters, we're talking, you know, under 20 seconds, low 20, you know, for the men, and low 20 seconds for females. So we're only talking anywhere from, you know, 9 to 20-some seconds. That's it. Anaerobic, right? No oxygen, energy from carbohydrates. Now, let's take a 10-kilometer running race, 6.2 miles. Well, obviously, you know, people can run that in a much different range, but let's just use 35 minutes, which is a very fast 10K. Let's use 35 minutes as an example. Well, even a 35-minute 10K, what's your guess, aerobic or anaerobic? Well, remember what we said, anaerobic system is only going to last, give us energy from anywhere from a few seconds up to maximum 2 minutes, and then boom, game over, we got to stop. So pretty easy answer there. 35 minutes for a 10-kilometer, any 35-minute run, is going to be aerobic. We're going to call in that aerobic, bringing oxygen to the working muscles, metabolism. Now, the aerobic and anaerobic systems can work together at the same time, literally simultaneously. But here's the big difference, I guess we can say, is this. The ratio of aerobic to anaerobic is so high, meaning that the aerobic system is so stinking dominant that it's almost a moot point to even mention the anaerobic system at that point, because lactic acid is being produced in such small amounts that the body can easily get rid of it. So both systems may be working simultaneously, but that aerobic system being so dominant, right, over that anaerobic system over that 35 minutes becomes an aerobic event. So some good info there. So now, how could we use this information for you to maximize your 9-round workout? I'll ask a question a lot of times when I'm, let's say, presenting at a 9-round gym, and I'll say, okay, folks, your 9-round workout, is it aerobic or anaerobic? And the answers every time are mixed. Some say aerobic, some say anaerobic, and then the third answer is both. So let's think about it. How long is the 9-round workout? It's 30 minutes nonstop, kind of why I chose that 35-minute 10K example, pretty equivalent. So the goal of 9-round is to go through a 30-minute non-stop workout, right? That's the premise. That's the great 9-round system and 9-round workout that it is. For that 3 minutes of each round, the goal is not to go all out for, let's say, 90 seconds and burn all your matches and then have to rest 90 seconds to be able to reset and start again, right? That's not the goal of the workout. No. That would be an anaerobic workout, but that's not the goal of the workout. The goal of the workout is 3 minutes of work followed by 30 seconds of work, not rest, right? And those 30 seconds in between, you're doing squats, jump squats, burpees, sit-ups, other abdominal exercises, push-ups. You're doing work. We're doing work there, right? So 3 minutes on, 30 seconds of work. 3 minutes on, 30 seconds of work. It's literally nonstop, 30 minutes nonstop. So how do we get the max out of that? What system, what energy system physiologically do we need to call on? If you said aerobic, you are exactly right. Because remember we talked about the efficiency of the aerobic system. How many molecules of ATP from one molecule of glucose? 39 versus the 3 in the anaerobic system. So we are so much more efficient at that aerobic zone. It's going to allow you to get the most out of your workout. Also, what did we talk about in terms of what the body uses for energy? We said the anaerobic system uses the breakdown of what for energy? Carbohydrates, that's right. And the aerobic system uses what for energy? Breakdown of fats and carbohydrates. Ah, there we go. So now you can start to see a lot of the articles I've written for you to read talk about how working out harder / too high of a heart rate is not the key to success, because by working out at too high of a heart rate, we can bypass that body's ability to burn fat as fuel. Are you starting to see that physiologically? You don't need to understand it on a deep physiological level, but I wanted to give you these tips and pointers so it could really start to come to life for you. So when we stay aerobic and we stay in that green and yellow, oh my gosh, we're going to get the maximum out of our 9-round workout, maximize fat burning, be able to recover better, be able to perform better, be able to get all 30 minutes out of that workout. And here's the great thing. I'm telling you right now, amazing things, and you may have already experienced this. So as you continue to fuel the body right, 9-round nutrition, very important part of the aerobic and anaerobic system, right? Aerobic in terms of what we're talking about, but both systems, the nutrition is very important. One of the biggest keys is to stay consistent with it, because as you start to become more efficient, here's what's going to happen. You're going to be working really hard. Let's say you're 2.5 minutes into the round, and you're still in the green. Awesome. And that trainer is going to say, 30 seconds, let's go. Those final 30 seconds, you can literally do, quote, unquote, interval training without ever getting out of the yellow, because now in that last 30 seconds, you can go, quote, unquote, all out. But guess what? You're still going to be in the yellow. So here's to great efficiency. Here's to aerobic metabolism. And here's to burning some fat. So until next time, make today a great day.